deal with this behind closed doors, because a lot of negotiations can go on over social media and YouTube channels and stuff, but
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just a body punching? When I was hitting him with body punching, I heard him actually crying in there.
You were saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So that you knew you had him by that time.
Absolutely, I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
DPLC Productions.
Making woman gestures like, oh, oh, oh.
Let's go, champ.
Welcome back. I don't even know what number episode this is, but it is number a lot. We've been working like a mojo today, and Eddie has us back in full effect. This is an immediate reaction show to what has to be the best offer offered to Deontay Wilder in the lead up to this Anthony Joshua fight yet. Now, my question to you is this the best offer or is this deflection at its finest? We'll debate that right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Remember to call in. The number is 1-425-569-5241. UK callers, you know, Ireland, Scotland, wherever you're calling in from, Russia, doesn't matter. We're international. Hit us up on Skype at Nestor Gibbs and be part of the conversation. Let's head on out to the Golden State. No! We're actually going to the UK.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he's going to beat me. He lost his smash.
Why is Wilder so damn nice, brother? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yeah, everybody, welcome back. So, yeah, Eddie Hearn's outlined that he has replied. I think it was around a similar time to when Deontay was giving out all the smoke yesterday on Twitter. But he replied with the 15 million offer still stands, and that will be August the 13th at Wembley Stadium for the Joshua fight, plus a $5 million fight.
You mean April the 13th?
Oh, yeah, my bad. Sorry, April the 13th. And plus another $5 million fight with either Brazil or a mutually agreed opponent. So, yeah, let's talk about it, Nez, and also get to the callers and see what they think.
I mean, you're there. You're at it. I mean, go ahead. Take a stab at it. What was your immediate reaction while you were out in the UK and then in the UK?
I mean, he also broke down, you know, his side of things as far as the this what was going to be the next fight breaking down. And if you listen to it, I mean, if everything he says is the truth, then it kind of makes sense. He was saying that Shelley knew of the issues in the contract that he wanted to raise, but said he was going to send them back with the contract on Friday. And his point is, well, if you knew what those revisions were or the issues that you wanted to talk about on the Monday, why don't you talk about it on Monday, Tuesday? Let's, you know, and obviously the WBA have stepped in, time's run out. And he was saying that the WBA may have seen Dan Rayfield's report saying
speculation, Your Honor.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying what Eddie said. Just if people haven't seen the IFL interview, but may have seen Dan Rayfield's report on it, and thought, look, this isn't going to get signed. We're going to enforce the mandatory, and the Povetkin fight can go ahead. But yeah, as I also said, $15 million offer is still there for Deontay for the Joshua fight. in April next year, plus a $5 million offer for the Brazil fight or a mutually agreed opponent. So how
are you feeling as a UK resident, or, you know, as an Anthony Joshua backer? Are you feeling like confident, like, all right, Eddie did a good job of spinning this morning's narrative?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, if everything he's said is the truth, then it, to me, stacks up and kind of shows that the Wilder side were dragging the heels a bit. And I'm not, and Eddie was trying to make it clear, I don't think Deontay Wilder is scared. I don't think Deontay Wilder is a liar, but I do feel that he's maybe been lied to, and that he's putting it on the shoulders of Shelley, because he said, if someone said about me that I've accepted a bullshit offer for my fighter, I would be pissed off. So he's of the belief
but Rob, that whole narrative that he was saying, like, oh, I would never accept a bullshit offer. Then he ended that statement with exactly what took place on the Wilder side. The fighter is the boss. If the fighter says, I don't care that it's a flat fee.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fight, that's what has to happen.
Yeah. He said, if it came back and Joshua said, look, they're offering 10 million. It's a fucking bullshit offer. I really advise you not to take it. And Joshua said, no, fuck it, I'll take it. Then reluctantly, we'd go ahead with, you know, we'd push it on. But
why can't we just be, I don't know, mature about the situation and hypothetically assume that Deontay Wilder did the same? He got offered a bullshit offer and decided, you know what? This is take it or leave it. I'm going to take it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, apparently it was agreed. So they agreed to terms. They agreed to the money. They agreed to all this. But then there's these two that were so-called sticking points, which he did outline, saying he messaged Shelley and said, look, I'm currently trying to talk to about a venue. And apparently Shelley replied, that's fine. And then it was raised in this, all this latest news, that Shelley said the problem was there's no date, there's no venue, and the rematch thing was an issue. But they knew these things on Monday, but were only going to send the contract back on the Friday with these issues. So,
you know, it's funny. Every time an Eddie Hearn article comes out, the UK just recite what he says word for word. The thing is, I have tons of issues with what he said. But let's play a little audio. You know, for all the fight fans out there, let's give them a little taste of what's going on.
I sent the email.
So his Twitter thing, probably, and that's just got.
I sent it at 10:48 p.m. last night.
I just want to pause it right there to correct Rob when he said, you know, Eddie sent an email after Wilder's Twitter rate rant. Well, that was wrong. I said it around. He sent it after he sat back, you know, with a cup of Joe, or excuse me, tea in the UK, and listened to the boxing voice and heard actually what Wilder said and the ammunition that Coogan used in his interview, which obviously only came from this interview with us yesterday, where Wilder said what would the two sticking points were. You know, we were the ones to give those two comments. They were running around as comments, and because of TBV, they're now known as the venue, date, location, and the rematch sticking clause of Deontay not getting one. So just putting that together, you know, negotiations cannot happen on YouTube channels. They sure do not. IFL is not a YouTube channel. No. Mm-mm. But back to the audio.
Very disappointed that your team never came back to us on the contract. But nevertheless, I would still like to try and get this fight made as soon as possible.
So you've sent it before he...
Our offer of 15 million and all the terms still stand for an April 13th bout at Wembley. So we look forward to receiving your team's comments when you are ready. In addition, we will offer you $5 million for a defence of your world title in the US against Brazil or a mutually agreed opponent in October. This would be a two-fight $20 million package. I look forward to hearing from you, old boy. I didn't put the old boy bit. So we will see.
He didn't put the old boy bit. So here's my thing. Again, this is immediate reaction, because I asked, what was your immediate reaction to the offer? You start giving me details of the interview and basically, you know, either defending or kind of pointing blame, you know?
Reporting.
Pointing blame. Because you're taking one guy's story. But what I would rather get is your immediate reaction on this $5 million offer and this $15 million secondary offer. Because if we go into who's right and who's wrong, well, then it's a very tangled web, I feel. Because I, Nestor Gibbs, have been pushing the narrative for months that Team Joshua would much rather like to get a few fights before Wilder to collect those $20 million paydays. So today only makes me look more like a genius because now he is getting a $20 million payday, not named Deontay Wilder. And now they're still saying, yeah, we'll fight him in April. In April. Mind you, if we have a signed contract, because guess what? We might have to fight Pulev or Jarrell Miller winner. We can't ask for an extension without a signed contract.
But his point is, if Deontay just signs it, then they've got a signed contract to take to the IBF and say, there's the contract. It's signed, sealed, delivered. Just like the Klitschko one, that was signed and they were allowed an exemption or an extension to have that fight and, you know, push the mandatory back for that. But my reaction to the offer is, I don't know. Last night, obviously, Deontay said, you know, you can take your offer and stick it up your ass and go fuck yourself with it, basically. Now, I don't know if it was after Deontay said those things, this extra $5 million with another fight. I don't know if that's enough to tempt Deontay into, you know, taking this sort of two fight offer, you know, $20 million in total. But I think whether Wilder is obviously frustrated at Wilder's team and everything, that he's that annoyed with everything that he is literally like, fuck it, I don't want anything to do with it. And everything needs to just settle down. You know, maybe emotions are pretty raw or whatever. And maybe with a little bit of time, he'll look at it and think, you know what? You know, maybe Eddie's right. I'm not going to get $5 million for my next fight. You know, anything other than Joshua. I don't know. But at the moment, I don't think Wilder's in the mood to take anything from Eddie Hearn.
I'll tell you what, I definitely like the first part of the offer. $5 million for Brazil, even in New York, which means obviously it'll be on DAZN, not on Showtime, but it's still in New York. You know, I mean, I guess the downside for Wilder's handlers and his team are, look, we don't have any metrics. There's no analytics to support DAZN and tell us how many viewers' eyeballs will really see our champion. Is it worth gambling low viewership for a high purse? Possibly. I do like the $5 million for a tick over, as Eddie puts it, which means obviously a pushover fighter, a Audley Harrison type. And then the $15 million, I have a problem there. You see, if we don't get this fight done now, we already know how Finkel feels about the contract, and anyone that watched that IFL interview understands that even Eddie feels strongly that Finkel does not like the $15 million offer, and that's probably why this fight hasn't happened, because Finkel is kind of, according to Eddie, not really relaying all the information to Wilder. He feels if Wilder would have known everything, that Wilder would have took this fight, or Wilder's a liar. And he doesn't believe Wilder's a liar, so he feels like he's being left in the dark. I mean, so I just don't know that we can revisit this $15 million. The $5 million, it sweetens it up. But technically, if we go off again, Eddie's word, it's really only about $2.5 million more than he gets, right? So it's still only $2.5 million more with a flat fee. No pay-per-view backside. Plus the fight just got bigger because these failed negotiations. So do you still go in at a second attempt to negotiate and take the same offer? I mean, Pacquiao didn't. Gennady Golovkin didn't. Should Deontay Wilder take another $15 million flat fee offer after these failed negotiations?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, I think at the moment Wilder's, you know, super pissed off. I know he said, but everything's cool, you know, happy with my life and everything. But he's clearly pissed off that either this has fallen through or that AJ's ducking or whatever his thought process is. But does 15 million get him again? I think, is he going to, if he doesn't accept the 15, are we looking at what, four, five, maybe six fights to get this 20 million for two? I don't know. And if he, you know, he said, I'm looking for 51-0. And if he just gets, you know, 2.5, maybe three here and there along that way, is he happy just to do that? And just, but I think you said to him, and he said, you're right though, I can't clean out the division without at some point meeting with Joshua. So I think there's still hope at the end of all this for the fight to happen. But Ed is basically just added a sweetener to it and said, look, you've got your Joshua fight next if you want it.
I think it's deflection at its finest. I think what he did was take the attention off of Anthony Joshua not fighting Wilder and put the attention back on Wilder and saying, look, we're sweetening the offer. All you got to do is take it. Meanwhile, there's already a fight in place. Meanwhile, it's not next. See, the contract that they wanted Deontay to sign and get back by Friday stated, according to Eddie in this interview, that the Anthony Joshua Deontay Wilder fight was next. My narrative has always been they want to get as much money as possible before their death match. And this is what they're doing. This is exactly what they're doing. He's keeping real quiet about Alexander Povetkin. Meanwhile, saying, no, I'll get you more money for the other fight. You ain't going to make it over there. I got this 15. It's still here if you really want it. Meanwhile, Joshua gets the stiffy, the easy one at 20 mil again.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Eddie said how dangerous of a fight Povetkin is, but, you know, he's a promoter. He's going to make it.
No, I'm glad you brought that up because you didn't think it was a bit hypocritical. I mean, when Luis Ortiz tested positive, he wanted his license revoked. He thought he should never box. Meanwhile, Povetkin is top three in Eddie's book.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, he's a promoter. He's going to make his fighter look like he's in, you know, death matches all around. I think it is a good fight, but I don't know. We'll see. Obviously, Joshua's got the size. But anyway, that's beside the point. I think what Eddie...
super chat they want you to read in a UK voice.
Oh, there is? I haven't got the chat. Let me quickly get it. But I think that Joshua, I mean, Eddie is basically trying to say, look, you agree to the terms. I think the one sticking point of the...
was the rematch.
Which they then say...
Not a big deal all of a sudden.
Well, saying that I think Shelley had said in the either the Dan Rayfield one or whatever that was the one they didn't agree on, but they're gonna let slide or they'll go on with that one. But the other one was the date and venue. So he's saying you agreed to everything. I told you we were working on a venue, and you said okay, get back to us on the venue. So it's been there. You've known the issues that you've had, but you were only going to send those issues on Friday. But like we're talking, hang on, I've got, is it Kaz, yeah, the super chat? AJ strained his uterus while the fight is off.
Let me get some more audio for you.
Well, this is when that came through, funnily enough, Monday morning. And when I got the stuff from the... WBA, I went back to him, I think it was yesterday morning or yesterday afternoon, and said, dear Shelley, thanks for the email. I've no idea why you need another 5 days to review the contract, nearly 2 weeks in total. But regardless, I'm sure you have seen the media release and the letter from the WBA. Your time is now up. Clearly, you're not ready to commit to this fight. So Anthony has decided to proceed with the mandatory Alexander Povetkin and continue our dialogue to make Joshua Wilder. This is good news. Well, the good news is we have spoken to Wembley. We now have a confirmed date of April the 13th. Please feel free to insert that date into the contract. We look forward to receiving your comments on Friday or soonest, and hopefully we can move forward and give the fans what they want. Kind regards, Ed. Pretty simple. So
now, what's your immediate reaction to Eddie's narrative that Wilder needs to check his team and that they're possibly not communicating everything with him? Because it's Eddie's opinion that if Wilder's getting all these messages and emails, you know, clearly that he would have signed. That I think the scenario that he gave was like he should go back to Finkel and say, why did it take you 6 days? Or are you telling Eddie that it's going to take you 6 days to address the two issues that we have with the contract? So that's what I want. Your thoughts on that. Should Wilder, and I'll be the first to say, I already showed Wilder this interview. I mean, if this was a kid-friendly show, I wouldn't read his tweet. But since it's not a kid-friendly show, he says, man, fuck this bitch. Don't send me shit about this pussy-ass motherfucker. I don't want to see shit he got to say. He's a bitch. I ain't even going to waste my time watching this bullshit. Exclamation point emoji. All right, so.
So I'm guessing IFL didn't get a thumbs up on that one. look, I know I'm going to get... I'm the Eddie fanboy, and you're the Wilder fanboy.
Which is crazy. How are we biased if you're one guy and I'm the other guy, right?
Well, maybe the show isn't, but no matter what I say, I'm going to get shit. No matter what you say, you're going to get shit. But Eddie, if what Eddie is saying is true, then look, obviously he's deflecting a bit on, like Wilder is not getting informed. Eddie doesn't know what Wilder is getting told, but I think he's coming from the standpoint that Wilder's still coming out with Joshua's ducking. Joshua's a pussy. I knew it. He wouldn't take this fight. He doesn't want this fight. Yeah. But Eddie's saying, look, there's a contract in front of you. You've got two issues with it, but you're only going to bring them up 5 days later after you've told the world with World Boxing News that you've got two issues with the. Why are you telling the World Boxing News you've got two issues with it? Why don't you come and ask us what those are? We can answer them. We can move on with it. So he's just basically saying, Joshua's the pussy, yet you've got the contract that you agreed terms to, but you've got a couple of little snagging points to. So that's just Eddie's stance on it, I guess.
All right, final thoughts. Eddie did say it's an open-ended contract. The offer is on the table as long as they don't start negotiating with another Anthony Joshua potential opponent, which Eddie's words are at least 2 months. Now, I just want to say this. Eddie's words also were, we would never let the WBA interfere with the unification with Wilder, and it has. And Eddie's words also were that they would even consider vacating the WBA if they had to go to Russia for this fight, which they're not, but it was a consideration. So why not consider it now to make the biggest fight? Those are my final thoughts before we go out to the phone lines. Remember the number 1-425-569-5241. Rob, your final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, Coogan asked him, would you vacate and everything? And he was like, maybe, maybe not. Would we go to Russia? Maybe, maybe not.
No, he said maybe, maybe not, probably not.
But yeah. Okay. Final thoughts. Does Deontay want this fight? Apparently so, but is this new, you know, this extra $5 million with a nice pushover fight or whatever, enough to get this fight done? But bearing in mind that Wilder agreed terms to this fight and there were just a couple of snagging points that Shelley was only going to send back. Not a signed contract, as he tried to point out, Eddie said, not a signed contract coming back, but sending it back with these revised notes on it. So it wasn't even coming back signed. But anyway, we'll hear what the caller's got to say. Hit that thumbs up, share the show, and let's hear what everybody's got.
Yes, please. As you're coming into the stream, if you're already watching the stream, don't forget to hit the thumbs up. It helps with the visibility of the show. We also truly appreciate anyone that drops over a 5-star review on iTunes. It also helps with the visibility of the show. It's a free, absolutely seamless way to support the guys over here at TBV.
Toasty.
So let's go out to the callers. And, you know, we're going to get a strict 30-second drive-by.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Drive by!
816-785. 30 seconds.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Clock's ticking.
Hello.
Clock's ticking.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess my comment is that I just feel like Eddie Hearn is just not being honest, or he's not being, you know, as transparent as he should be. And I just feel like you said, that he's buying time for his fighter, trying to collect as much as he can before, you know, before anything happens to his fighter. So, I mean, I don't think there is anything, you know,
cut it. 816, don't take that as offense, because you do sound like a first-time caller. Also, you sound like you might be a little bit of a Latino descent, so we want to encourage you to call back in. Just remember, though, this is a spontaneous show. 30-second strict drive-by today.
Drive-by!
So, unfortunately,
he's deleted.
We're going out to Jay Will in Ohio. No intro. 30 seconds.
You know, like I know.
That's not.
You should follow. Killer. I used to get it in Ohio.
Yo, we got a ghost producer. I said no intro and shit still play. What up?
Cuz, man, I'm always get my intro, man. I'm always get my intro. But yo, I'm just glad you've been doing this little investigative reporting, man. I think Eddie Hearn, he's a smart dude, man. He's doing a lot of deflecting, as you said, man. But, I mean, real talk, Deontay pretty much is going to have to either sink or swim, either take the offer or not, man. But if I was him, I wouldn't take shit, man. I'd get some money on my own and then come back and get the Joshua fight. That's my call, man.
You know, I mean, that is his route. According to him, he wants to do this 51-0. But the thing is, like, how do you stay relevant fighting everybody not named Anthony Joshua? Plus, you don't have the money that Joshua brings to the table. So Joshua gets opponents left and right. Like, you're not going to get any big names because you can't afford to pay the big names. We're going out to the captain of the UK, Anthony Joshua Protectors himself, Michael.
Drive-by!
All right, I'm going to keep this quick, yeah? After listening to Eddie Hearn's interview, I believe what he says because it's making sense. And so Shelley Finkel calls the Boxing Voice, where he comes out publicly denying all Eddie Hearn's statements is not true and coming out with timestamps of emails saying that is not confirming is not true, I'm believing Eddie Hearn. And I think that all Wilder fans should be coming to Shelley Finkel and say and to get him to come out publicly to deny all what Eddie Hearn is saying. That's all I got to say. I'm out.
Cut it. Cut it. Cut it.
Michael.
Cut it.
Thank you for calling in. 256-225. 256-225. 30 seconds. Go.
Yeah, the biggest. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. Go.
Hello?
Let's go.
The biggest thing about it was, hey, can you hear me? All I'm saying is the biggest thing about it is all Eddie Hearn had to do was send a contract not having the same issues that he was complaining about that the contract was sent to them. It's just fucking stupid. Hey, I think he just needs to move on. Eddie Hearn made a mistake. He needs some American Muscle to help the DAZN app, and that's all this is, man. So, yeah, go ahead and move on.
Cut it. Cut it. Cut it.
Hey, shout out to you. He makes a good point, right? Like, Eddie didn't want the $50 million contract because it had no date, no network, no nothing.
There wasn't a contract.
Why send one?
There
why
wasn't
send one.
One
that way?
There wasn't one.
With email, contract, same thing. Remember, Eddie's email, he said, my email was the same as the contract. It was the same exact terms. So why didn't they didn't have an issue with the email? So it doesn't matter if the contract came in the form of an email or a legitimate contract. That's the way they do business. They're allowing us into their world. It's clearly via email. So that's why I don't get it whenever Eddie has a issue with a technical word.
All right.
832-593, 30 seconds, go.
See, yes, bro.
What up?
I'm tired of that weird division, bro. What's good? Look, bro, right quick, I'm tired of that weird division, man, bro. We had Kisco for years. A legend in the game ain't fought a fucking thing. Now we still got this shit after the Joshua. He's fighting motherfuckers. He's always a heavyweight with a name fighting somebody else. I'm tired of this shit, man. Let's see what the welterweight goes. That's my call.
Cut it. NO, thanks for calling in. Troy, talk to me.
Okay. Facts. Neither Joshua or Wilder signed a contract to fight. This fight was never going to happen in 2018. It was just a hype job to get you interested in a fight that was going to happen in 2019. Facts. Big up yourself.
All right, Troy, thanks for calling in. Short and sweet. 313-334. 313-334. 30 seconds, go.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm going to be completely honest with you. Hello?
We hear you loud and clear. Go for it.
Okay, this is going to be the first time that I'm going to be pulling for a white fighter to beat a black fighter because I'm disgusted with AJ. I hope Povetkin knocks him out because I'm disgusted with him, man. And me, as a black man, I was pulling for the black man. But I want this Russian white guy to beat him. I'm disgusted with AJ. Thanks.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going out to the 773 Chicago, Windy City. Talk to me. 30 seconds. Go.
Man, what's good, Ness? Man, look, bro, this is getting ridiculous. I don't know how anybody can believe Eddie Hearn, especially with him saying, hey, Wilder, you can accept the offer as long as you don't negotiate any contracts with anybody else of AJ's opponents. The fuck is he supposed to do? Man, look, we all know AJ's ducking. And on top of that, who the fuck ducks? Who the fuck declines $50 million guaranteed? Seriously. That's all I got.
Cut it. 270-270. Machine Gun Kelly, you're off. 312-312-399. 312-399.
Hey, today's interview, Eddie Hearn said the $50 million was they didn't have secure funds. But in the interview like a couple weeks ago, he said the $50 million was real. I just don't believe shit that Eddie Hearn say. And you know, he's throwing on bullshit fights, and the UK fan base, they basically falling for it. Shit, he got two fighters, Amir Khan and Kell Brook, and he can't even make that fight. So I don't even, y'all just don't want to see the best fight the best.
Cut it. 619, is this Ali from Dago?
Yeah, it's me, man. It's Ali from Dago, and I just want to say, Eddie Hearn is a fucking coward. AJ's a fucking coward. And yes, I said it, Robbie. They're not representing the UK like they should. They're lying to the world. Everybody knows Wilder wants this fight, and that's facts. And that's my call.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what's another thing? Hold on, Rob. You know what's another thing? Just to add to his point, and then you can just combat us both. I believe Wilder wants this fight, too. And I know it sounds like shit coming out of my mouth, but not to your ears, to these other fucking zombies. Yeah, but at least you know that. You know, I hope you believe that about me anyway. So anyway, the whole point is this, right? Like, Eddie, in this particular interview, which I employ anyone to go and watch this 1 hour and 20 fucking interview with Eddie Hearn and Coogan Cassius. You got to get through at least 56 minutes is all Eddie and Coogan about this fight. And then the rest is a bunch of dudes we never heard of. Okay. That being said, in that interview, Eddie says Deontay emails not only Eddie but Anthony Joshua ridiculously. Okay, no man that wants this fight or that doesn't want this fight, he's not gonna be fucking emailing Anthony Joshua saying this. Eddie is saying that Deontay is saying, yo, don't let them brainwash you, let's make this fight happen, let's give the fans what they want. And this is the same man that's taking a flat fee, this is the same man that's taking fucking less money. I mean, Canelo was offering Gennady $10 million. And we laughed. This man is taking $5 million more, and he's emailing the A-side saying, let's make it happen. You telling me he's the one that doesn't want it? Or it's the fucking promoter thinking like a businessman saying, listen, let me take the blame for you. Don't say shit else in the media. You wanted 50. Well, here, take this 20, then get the 50. Don't be dumb. Let me set it up. We always wanted this in Wembley. We couldn't get it in Wembley. We can't go against fucking Canelo and Golovkin, but I can lie and say we could have went against it had he signed in time. But we knew he was never going against the fucking Mexican population. Shoot me if I'm wrong, man. Get out of here with that bullshit.
I just feel everyone, I would understand if the contract was sat in front of Joshua and he's got the pen and he was like, oh, there's a couple of issues, but we'll get back to them in a few days about those issues. I'd understand people calling Joshua that. I don't think this is on either of the fighters. I think the fighters want to fight. Like you say, they're talking to each other, whatever. But I think the business side of things is just taking it away from the fighters. And, you know, maybe in the long run, this is going to be the right thing. It's going to make an absolute shitload of money for everyone involved, and it's going to be huge. But at the time, we all want it now. We all want to see the fight. We're not interested in how much money everyone's going to get in it. But, yeah, we'll have to see. I know everyone thinks Eddie Hearn's a liar, but...
Hey, what number did we leave off on?
399, was it?
I think it was 309, right? Hey, 309, did we get to you? Yes, no, maybe so. Did we get to you? Let us know. No? All right. 309-831. You don't want to talky? Making me lady. 309-831.
Big up, brethren. What up? I just wanted to call in. Man, after hearing Wilder's interview yesterday, I don't even know if this fight is going to even manifest, man. It's so much animosity on the side going towards Eddie Hearn. It's going to have to be a percentage fight. No $15 million. That's off the table now, percentage fight. And even the Dillian White fight might be in jeopardy just in him dealing with Eddie Hearn. That's my call.
All right, brother. 336-986, but I feel just like you. You echo my sentiments exactly. I don't think that they're going to take the same offer anymore. 336-986. 30 seconds. Go drive by. Let's go.
Hey man, thank you so much for your last couple shows, man. You made me a believer in the show, so I'm really tuning in a lot. But I think this whole build up is just to build Wilder's profile. He's not been a pay per view fighter at all, so all this animosity and everything is just to build his Wilder's profile. Go make him a bigger boxer. Eddie is basically promoting Wilder right now by making him the villain. So that's my call. Thanks a lot.
All right, brother. Well, thank you so much. Drive-by. As you guys know, this is a drive-by show. I see the calls pouring in. But I'm sorry to let you know, we got to go. Matter of fact,
We're being attacked, man. Believe me.
It's fucking
stop
right.
Stop killing me, man. I'm the most vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been.
Yeah.
I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like I'm from there.
It's my new outro. No, shout out to Georgie Porgy, DJ Georgie Porgy, the hater.
Shout out to the guy that was screaming at me.
Yeah, right. We're being attacked. You know what I'm saying? Chris attacked me in the ATL. Georgie attacks me in Boston. But I'm never scared. I'm everywhere. Y'all never there. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. You already know how I feel. I gave my final thoughts. Bye. Rob is on you.
Yeah, follow me Instagram and Twitter at UKRobTBV. I think this fight will get made. Whether it will be the same offer, who knows? But shout out to everyone over there. Look forward to it was the fight, Brian Jennings and whatever it is. You know, that's what you've got to look forward to. But we've got Povetkin, whoever. And I don't know if you heard, he wants to make Parker White for the final eliminator for the WBO.
Oh, he's putting in a fucking little email
request.
A nice request check attached to it. So on the next one, shout out to everyone that's tuning in and finally appreciating the show, whether it's early, late, it doesn't matter. We appreciate every single listener. Remember to support the show by pressing the thumbs up button in the future, present, past, heading on over to VoxVoice.com/ affiliate sponsors. If you're doing any Amazon shopping, doesn't matter what country you live in, you can use our hyperlink and we get a little kickback. Costs you absolutely nothing, but you support your favorite show. Then we could probably give fucking Rob a mixer. Who's going to donate Rob a mixer? Next Super Chat better be in the name of Rob. He wants a mixer. He needs some fucking sound bites, especially you UK guys. You talk all this shit. Show him some UK love. He needs a mixer over there. Jeez Louise, we're out of here. Arrivederci. Catch me on the next one. I'm about to enjoy my A-list. It just came out today, June 26th or something like that. AMC movie just started the A-list, which means I get to watch 3 movies every single week for a freaking $20. And I was already paying like $10 for the fucking other thing. But anyway, I'm out of here. See you later. Arrivederci. Bye.